Pass Around the Smile is like your go-to friend, the one that lifts you up and backs you till the end. She's there to guide and inspire, challenge and teach, and remind you that your best self isn't out of reach. Self-development, manifestation, self-love and more, it's time to trust the process more than ever before. Welcome to Pass Around the Smile, the podcast. I'm your host, Cleo Massey, and I am so glad you're here. Let the magic begin. Hello and welcome back to the Pass Around the Smile podcast. Today is one of those exciting episodes where I don't even know what it's going to be called. I don't know what it's going to be about. You guys will have seen the title by now, but I am going to pull a card or two, depending how the conversation goes, depending on how much time we have, from my Positive Guidance Oracle card deck, which is my latest deck. And I'm just going to trust that whatever card we pull is a collective message that we need to talk about it, that you who are listening need to hear about it, hear about it. Yeah, you need to hear about it. And we are just going to go from there. I did want to let you know before we start that as of today, for 1 week only, so 7 days, and I'll put all this information in the show notes, my online courses, Manifest Magic, my 5-day online course, and Guide to Happiness, my 4-week online course, are on sale. I don't think they've ever actually been on sale before. I've done introductory offers for them, but I've never actually put them on sale. But I thought, you know what? Why not? 30% off, I've put them both at. Now, the Manifest Magic course is only $50 to begin with. Sometimes I think, I don't know why I made it that cheap. However, here I am doing a sale on top of that. I'm not saying this to like sound like, oh my God, I'm such a hero for making it so cheap. Not at all. But what I did yesterday, reflecting, wanting to put these on sale, I was like, this was never about the money for me. This is about people doing my courses and loving them and feeling those shifts and understanding more about themselves and walking away with less limiting beliefs and just ready to walk a more positive path. So that is why they are on sale. They are 30% off for 1 week only. It's all automatic. So you go onto my site, they'll be 30% off. You don't have to do anything. If you've already done the course, I would love if you let your family or friends know that they are on sale, because I really am so passionate and so proud of these courses. They took me so long to create and the reviews really speak for themselves. So if you are unsure, go on my website and check out the reviews on these courses, because they are really, really good and they make me so happy. And I'm just so thankful that this content has changed people's lives. That's just what makes me so proud. If you don't know what the courses are, basically they're manifestation and self and spiritual development courses. Yes, we get uncomfortable. We get into the nitty gritty, because that is the stuff that actually works and will actually allow the law of attraction to work for you. But in saying that, they are also very fun, light and easy courses. So yeah, have a look and take advantage while they are 30% off. Okay, I have my card deck here. I've just had a chat to my cards asking for the most perfect collective messages for us today. I might have to edit this if I shuffle for too long, because otherwise it's going to be boring for you. But I'm just trusting the process. What card do we need? I think I've banged the microphone a few times now. Sorry if that... Oh my God. Oh, I'm pregnant. I can't lean down that much. Oh God, hang on. I need to get the card. It fell on the floor. Oh, okay, I'm up. This is actually one of my favorite cards. I'm so glad I pulled it. Okay, so this is the Resistance card. Trust that what is trying to unfold around you is unfolding for a reason. Resisting will only hold you back. It is time to move forward. Ooh, juicy. All right, so let's talk about this. This is going to be our first little card. We will pull another one. So resistance. When we are resisting things, we are literally saying to the universe, no, I don't want it, even if we do. Often we are scared of our own dreams, and you're probably thinking like, no way, I'm not scared of my own dreams. Like, I want this thing so bad that I'm manifesting. There's no way I'm resisting it. I felt that way with acting for a very long time. I wanted it so bad. Like, I wanted it more than anything in the world. But what I found was I was actually resisting for so many different reasons, mostly because of fear. So you need to look at if you are holding on to fear as a protective mechanism, which is actually coming out in a way that is resisting what is trying to come to you. See, the universe has a plan for you, right? The universe has all of these things that are there waiting to come into your physical existence. But if we are resisting them, thinking, oh, now might not be quite the right time because I'm really busy with the kids, or I haven't finished my uni course yet, so I don't want that opportunity to come in just yet, or no, I don't have enough money to start my business yet, so I don't want to meet the person that's going to help me start the business yet. That is all, they are all kind of examples of where you might be resisting, and you might think that you are being practical or that you are being realistic, but the universe doesn't really work with realistic. The universe doesn't care what is realistic. That is your perception. If you think that, oh, this is the realistic path forward and it's going to be hard and long because people say that to get that goal, it is hard and long, that is your perception and that will be your truth. The universe doesn't care. Whatever the result of what you want is just energy. The universe is just giving you energy, and that energy comes in the form of something or someone or an opportunity. So it's time to let go of the walls of resistance that you are holding up. And if you are listening to this podcast, this is absolutely... I'm still pregnant, obviously. I've just said that. I am pregnant. I'm 30... Oh, it's Thursday. I'm 36 weeks today. Oh my God. Or am I 37? No. I'm 36. I'm 36 weeks today, but I'm getting all my words mixed up. I am so puffed. My feet are so swollen. They are throbbing, but I have pre-recorded this episode and scheduled it. So when you guys are listening to this episode, I may have had my baby. Like, how crazy is that if I have? Oh my God. I'm so excited to like share with you what happens after. Anyway, getting back on track. If you have an idea, if you have a thought, if you have some creative inspiration come to you, you need to trust that it was put in your mind, it was put on your heart, it was given to you for a reason. Very often we will think that's hard or that's out of reach or I'm actually not even interested in that thing. So the walls of resistance build up. And all that does is block what is meant for us to come to us. If we are open, if we let our walls of resistance down, if we drop our guard, that is when things flow to us. And they may be things that you least expect. As I've mentioned on this podcast before, Pass Around the Smile was never my intention. It was never my dream. It was never something that was in my sight. It was only ever acting. But it wasn't until I finally dropped the resistance that I was holding on to, that is when the universe was like, able to communicate with me, because I was able to see and listen and hear and actually accept that maybe there was another path for me. And that path ended up being so for me, but then it brought the path of acting back for me in more ways that were just so right for me that I didn't understand back then. So I want you to think about ways that you might be resisting, because when we get specific, that's when we can actually unseat those bad kind of paradigms that are stuck in our subconscious mind, blocking us from moving forward, from getting our manifestation, from meeting the person we want to meet or whatever it is. Where is your resistance coming from? Is it coming from a story you were told as a young kid that you have now taken on as your truth? Is it coming from a limiting belief that you are not good enough? Is it coming from the fear of failure? Is it coming from the fact that you don't have anything in your bank account and that fact means that it is your truth, so you cannot move forward because you have no money, or you cannot do this thing because you have no money? A lot of the time we get stuck in these truths and facts, but they actually are not our truths and not our facts. And you might be thinking, well, Cleo, I do only have $10 in my bank account, and that is the truth and that is my fact. But you can believe that, and you can lean into the fact that you only have $10 in your bank account and feel that lack and that scarcity kind of mindset, like let that scarcity mindset take over. Or you can look at the abundance of money that you have held over the years, how it's come and it's gone, and you've spent and you've done things with your money that you've enjoyed, and that money is just energy, so it's always coming in. So really getting clear on, where is that resistance? Is it resistance toward money? Is it resistance toward relationships? Is it resistance because you were scared to let your guard down and get hurt? As I mentioned before, is it the fear of failure? That's a big one, fear of judgment. Get really specific on where you are actually holding your resentment could be another thing, actually. Maybe that came into my head for a reason. If you're holding on to resentment, or if you are needing to forgive someone or let a situation that happened in the past go, that could be a form of resistance that you are holding up, not letting yourself move forward, because you are resisting all of these things, because this situation or this person is playing on your mind and you haven't let go of it to free yourself to move forward. And that is the last line of this card. It is time to move forward. And trust me, I am speaking about this card on this day, and you are listening to this episode on this day and this time for a reason. It is time for you to move forward, and to move forward, you have to let go of what you are resisting. So look around. What is trying to present itself to you in your life right now? Are there signs or coincidences popping up? Is there a certain person who keeps telling you something? Is there something that you keep feeling the urge to do? Is there something that keeps popping up on your emails or on your social media that you think, oh, that might be fun, or that might be interesting? Remembering too that when Pass Around the Smile, the idea came to me, I wasn't necessarily excited about it. I was like, I will just trust the process because nothing seems to be working for me. I believed wholeheartedly in the law of attraction, so I knew that something wasn't right, because those acting roles that I was working so hard with the law of attraction to manifest weren't manifesting. So I knew something was wrong. And then when this Pass Around the Smile idea came to me, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to trust the process and I'm going to listen. Even though this seems small, unexciting, and not on path for me, I'm going to stop resisting. And when I stopped resisting, everything changed and my life began to flow, and it never felt so good. Trust that these ideas, that these people, that these opportunities are coming to you for a reason. And even if it is not the answer to your biggest dreams, even if it's not what you have been seeking, trust that it may be the start of the path to get there, that you may meet someone through this opportunity, or this opportunity might lead to another opportunity that leads you to a better opportunity. You just don't know, but if you keep your walls of resistance up, you will never know. So it is time to let them down and see what comes. It's really exciting. Holding up this resistance could be the one thing that is stopping everything from unfolding for you. So my tips are, really look at where you are holding onto resistance. Get really specific. Is it around money? Is it around a person? Is it around an opportunity? Is it because of fear? Is it because of limiting beliefs? Is it because of something that you were told when you were younger? And then once you have that reason, it's time to switch it up. It's time to get rid of it. Release it through meditation. Release it through journaling. And I know you might think, yeah, that's easier said than done, Cleo, but you can do it. Your mindset is everything. Scientifically, I go into this in another episode and more into my Guide to Happiness course. Scientifically, it has been proven that we can unseat bad paradigms in our subconscious, in our limiting, like the limiting beliefs that sit in our subconscious mind. How? Through repetition and through emotion, through the same way that they were formed. You may feel as though these limiting beliefs are stuck with you, are part of your personality, because they've been a part of you for so long, because very often our limiting beliefs are formed at a young age, but they're not a part of you. That is not a fact. That is not your truth. You are just holding on to the fact that that is, no, not the fact, the idea that that is your truth, because it's easier, because it's comfortable. It's not comfortable to let the walls of resistance down. It's scary. You've got to be brave. But are you happy with where you are right now? And you might be happy enough. I mean, I was happy enough for years, and I was happy enough being happy enough. I was, you know, I told myself that that was enough. But it wasn't until I realized how much happiness I could feel, that's when I realized that happy enough is not enough. That you can and you deserve to be so incredibly happy and fulfilled and loved and secure and excited every single day. You deserve that and you can get that. So, resistance, that's our first card. Let's shuffle the card deck again. Okay, here we go. Trusting the process. That card was perfect. Thank you, universe. Oh, it's hot in here. I decided to turn the fan off just so it would sound really good, but I probably should turn it back on. Oh, that card didn't fall out, but I really want it. Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, yes. All right, so the next card, the next topic that we're going to be talking about is pressure. You are letting the feeling of pressure overwhelm you. However, most of this pressure is the pressure you put on yourself. Ooh, big one. I remember writing this card because it's something that I so badly needed to hear myself. And it is something that I'm constantly reminding myself of. When I am starting to feel that bad type of pressure, I always self-reflect and I say, is this actually just me putting the pressure on myself? And honestly, a lot of the time it is. It is just me putting unnecessary pressure on myself. Of course, that pressure leads to anxiety. It leads to feeling stressed. It leads to feeling yucky. It leads to your limiting beliefs coming up to the forefront of your conscious mind as well as your subconscious mind. And they can kind of take over. And of course, in turn, it's not really going to help your manifestations materialize, is it? If you are feeling this pressure. Because when we are feeling pressure, we are vibrating on a very low frequency, making it very possible to attract other things, people, opportunities, circumstances, vibrating on that same low frequency as well. So pressure, it's something that we all feel from time to time, some more than others. And it is something that we all feel, I think, far too often. For a very long time, I blamed the pressure that I was feeling on external sources. I always thought like, oh, it's social media's fault that I'm feeling this pressure. But it was me that opened my social media and allowed myself to follow certain people who then put the pressure on me, making me feel like I'm not doing enough in my business or I'm not exercising enough or I don't look good enough. That was me putting the pressure on myself. That person that put up a reel wasn't putting up that reel intending to make me feel pressure. It's me who allowed that pressure to come up. So really looking at where the pressure is coming from, and is the pressure that you are feeling the good type of pressure or the bad type of pressure? So the difference I feel is the good type of pressure we can feel when we are chasing our goals, when we're feeling good, it's exciting, it's fulfilling, we're working hard. So we're feeling that kind of pressure from like good energy pressure where it's like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Like I want to get this done because I want to share this and this feels good and this is flowing. I feel like there is a good type of pressure. I don't want this card to think, oh, I just need to eradicate any pressure that I have, because then we will just sit in our comfort zone and we won't allow ourselves to move forward, to create big things for ourselves and to feel really proud and accomplished. But the bad type of pressure, something that I do believe we all feel far too often, is, well, it comes from so many things. Again, yes, sometimes it can come from external sources, family members or teachers or colleagues, bosses can put the pressure on you to meet certain deadlines or to do better, or maybe they are comparing you to another student or whatever it is. And pressure absolutely can come from external sources. But you do need to take a step back and look at how you are taking on what they said to elicit that pressure. It is up to you whether you take on the pressure or not. I know it can be easier said than done depending on the situation. God, I have felt so much pressure in my life over and over again. I will forevermore. But I'm learning how to deal with it in a better way and how to kind of use the pressure as this is just energy. I'm going to push this bad pressure energy into the good pressure energy, and I am just going to do my best, because guess what? Your best is enough. Whether you are a mum and you are struggling at home to get the kids to school on time and get them fed their healthy lunches or whatever it is, whether you are working a really high stress job and you have all of these deadlines, it doesn't matter who you are or where you're feeling the pressure from. I want you to know and deeply feel that whatever you can do on a certain day is enough. And if on a certain day you need to take a break or you need to do less, that is okay. You choose the level of pressure that you feel. Even though it may feel like it is being forced upon you from other people, and we do need to kind of, you know, look at if there is specific people making us feel this pressure, maybe a conversation is needed. Hey, when you say that, it just makes me feel so much pressure. And then when I feel pressure, I get stressed and it doesn't help the situation at all. Can you maybe please just give me, you know, a few days, or can you say it like this, or can we just have a conversation instead of you just telling me what to do? There are just some little examples. I'm kind of going on a tangent. But moral of this card, I think, is that a lot of the pressure that we feel, we allow to grow and grow and grow from usually something small and insignificant. We make stories up in our mind, which then tricks the universe and our body into actually thinking that it's happening. And oftentimes we can make things worse. It's human. It's normal, so don't feel bad if you do this, but a lot of the pressure that we do feel is the pressure that we put on ourselves. So are you putting too much pressure on yourself, and why? Is it coming from comparison? Because a lot of pressure comes from comparison. I know I put a lot of pressure on myself with my business, and when I take a step back and do my journaling, it always comes back to me comparing myself to someone else. So looking at your why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you living the life you are living? It's not to prove or impress anyone else. It's to be happy, right? It's to be content. It's to be proud of yourself. It's very normal to crave that validation and acceptance from other people, especially people we care about, because we want them to love what we're doing. We want them to, you know, validate us. But the only person that you need to validate, the only person that you need to impress really is yourself. And I think that does just take the pressure off. I want you to also take a look at your goals. Are your goals too big right now? Where are you at in your life? Like I said before, are you a mum with like 2 or 3 kids that you're trying to get to school and trying to feed healthy lunches? Well, maybe your goals need to be a little bit smaller than they were pre-kids. Or if you're working a high-stress job, how much time do you actually have in the week to do the other things or the other goals that you are trying to, you know, achieve for yourself? Do you need to pull them back a bit to release some of the pressure? So get realistic with yourself and remind yourself that next time you feel this pressure, it is probably very unnecessary. You're probably going to create something worse for yourself if you keep stewing over the pressure and allowing it to take over you, feeling anxiety, feeling stress, giving yourself a headache, like a physical reaction. Or can you simply let this pressure go and think, you know what? Instead of feeling into the thoughts of, I don't have time, I'm not doing good enough, I am losing sleep, this is all getting too much, I'm getting overwhelmed, can you change the energy up? Can you move the energy into a, I have plenty of time. I am actually putting this pressure on myself. If I don't get this done, it actually doesn't matter in the scheme of things. I am doing my best. I think that feels a lot better. Okay, so third and final card pull. For this card pull, we have 2 special guests. We have Crumpet, my dog. She wanted to come in, so there might be a little bit of noise from Crumpet if she decides. And the second special guest is the fan. I turned the fan on. It was too hot. So if you hear a little bit of stuff in the background, I'm sorry, but I'm going to pull the most perfect card for you, and you are going to need to hear it, and we are going to need to talk about it. Oh, this is so funny. Okay, I pulled this card first. Like, this card popped out first, but it was really early, so I was like, oh, I'll keep shuffling, and now it's come out again. Out of all the 42 cards, this always happens. And I bet you guys know this when you're doing your own card readings, especially with this Oracle deck, it's like a bit relentless. It's like, if I want to tell you a message, I will tell you a message and you will listen, which is good because it means we really need to hear it. So the Solar Plexus Chakra card has come out. And what this card says is, it is time to take control of your personal power and embody your authentic self. Balancing this chakra will help release feelings of low self-esteem. This is a powerful card, and again, if you are listening to this, you are listening for a reason. If you don't know much about chakras, they are the energy centers in our bodies, and the solar plexus chakra is a beautiful yellow energy. So I want you to imagine a yellow light, a yellow ball of energy. And it is located in your stomach, kind of like two fingers above your belly button. So how I like to imagine chakras are from the crown of your head down to the root of your spine. That's kind of where they all flow from, all in their beautiful rainbow colors. They're all their different colors kind of circulating in this beautiful radiant light. When they are working properly, they are flowing in beautiful free circles, feeling good, everything's working. However, when they are blocked, I feel like those energy centers, they're not kind of spinning clearly. Their colors might not be as vibrant. That's personally how I imagine it when I am meditating or when I'm feeling a block and I'm wanting to heal a specific chakra. So that is how you can heal a specific chakra. I think if you are listening to this podcast, you may be struggling with one of the things to do with your solar plexus chakra, and I will go through that and then I can kind of chat to you about how you can start to heal that. This might also be a sign that you have been working on your solar plexus chakra and that it's finally starting to work for you, therefore allowing things to kind of unfold for you manifestation-wise. This is kind of when we need to come to the root of the problem. I feel like we need to come to chakras. When something isn't working, when something isn't flowing, it's usually because one of your chakras are blocked. So yeah. So things that you might be struggling with if your solar plexus is a little bit out of alignment, and it is normal for our chakras to be out of alignment here or there. So don't feel bad or discouraged or anything like that. It's incredible if you can actually identify what is wrong, because then you have the power to fix it and change it. So if you are feeling maybe a little bit like aggressive, a bit rigid, maybe you're like controlling, you're feeling the need to control situations or other people, you might be feeling like a bit of a victim. You might be feeling like everything's going wrong for you. A big one is poor self-esteem. If you are feeling, you know, not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, whatever it is. And if you're kind of lacking courage, lack of direction, you're not feeling very clear. These are some of the reasons as to why your solar plexus chakra may be blocked. I think it's no wonder that all of these kind of feelings come from your solar plexus being blocked, because the root of it is low self-esteem. Of course, you're going to feel all of those other things: anger, the need to control, quite rigid, needy. If you are feeling low self-esteem, of course, you are going to feel all of those things. So it's kind of a flow-on effect. So embodying your solar plexus chakra, it really is about taking control of your personal power. And it can be one of the hardest things to do, because it's hard to connect with our personal power when we are so out of alignment. I really like to do this by doing like an inner child meditation or some journaling on my higher self. Like, what does my higher self know? Because our higher selves know everything. Our higher selves know which direction to go, know how we want to react in situations, know what is good for us, know what will genuinely make us happy. But in this life, because we're human and we hear stories that become our truths and we have these limiting beliefs and these fears and these blocks, those reasons tend to kind of override our why and our connection to our higher self. So if we can get connected to our higher self, it means we're connected to our personal power. When we are in our power, we are feeling on purpose. We are feeling sure of ourselves. We are creating boundaries that are healthy but feel really respectful still. We are feeling aligned and in flow. It is such a good feeling, which is why I love that this card, this beautiful yellow golden light card, came up, because it is something that we obviously all need to hear. So if you feel as though you need to heal some of these parts of you, I would do I have a chakra meditation that you can do. I want you to focus mostly on your solar plexus chakra, or you can do a specific meditation focusing on your solar plexus chakra. So really seeing that yellow, golden, beautiful energy flowing in a really clear, bright and easy flowing circle just above your belly button and just feeling into that. That's really all you need to do, trusting that the energy is going to kind of take care of the feelings for you. I would definitely do a journaling session after. Like I said, why are you feeling low self-esteem at the moment? Is it because of something someone said? Is it because of something that you felt you failed at? Is it because of something that, you know, you were told as a kid that keeps coming up for you lately? Why are you feeling this low self-esteem basically? Are you stuck in comparison? In this card, it says it's time to embody your authentic self. So what is authentic to you? What feels good? What feels natural versus what feels forced? Often we will do things that feels forced because society tells us to do it, or because we want to impress someone else, or because we feel like we have to, but we don't. So really getting clear on what makes you feel authentic, what feels like it's flowing for you, or when do you feel life is flowing for you? And it can all come back to something as simple as healing this solar plexus chakra. And I'm so glad we pulled this card and it came out twice. So it's obviously so meant to be. I feel like I was meant to hear it as well. Just with the kind of controlling aspect, I've had to really let go, of course, in pregnancy of the control. I don't know when things are going to happen. I don't know how things are going to happen. So I'm really trying to give up that control. But I can't give up that control if I'm not feeling into my personal power, if I am not feeling so in alignment with what I want and what I need. I can't do that. So yeah, I think we'll leave that podcast there. Resistance, pressure, and solar plexus chakra. I hope one of them or all of them resonated with you. I know that they will have. I just know that they will have. Please reach out. If they have, post in the community group, or you can even comment on these episodes on, if you're listening on Spotify, or if you're listening on Apple, you can leave like a written review as well. Let me know what you thought, how you're feeling, and if this episode helped you. I wanted to let you guys know, I had an email sent to me from a lovely lady named Christy, and she founded, along with her husband, Feel the Magic, which is a charity. She listened to one of my previous episodes where I said about how starting a charity is so hard, and she did agree that it was very hard and it's been a long and hard road for them. However, what they have created is so incredibly amazing. I love the name. It's called Feel the Magic. And what their charity does is it supports grieving kids and families. And I had a look at their website and I was just blown away by what they offer. I will put their link in the show notes. This is not sponsored or anything like that. It's just a really beautiful charity, and it has become the largest organization here in Australia supporting grieving kids, which I just think is so important. So thanks, Christy, for reaching out. And I did want to let you guys know one more time again that my courses are 30% off, my online courses for this week only. I am so proud of them. It makes the Manifest Magic course only $35, which is so crazy. You save $15, and it makes A Guide to Happiness only $210. You save $90. So if you've been thinking about it, this is your sign. I hope they can help you. I know they will help you, actually. I know that sounds like, I'm not trying to sound up myself or anything, but I just think that they're really good and really helpful, and I'm proud of them. So whatever. Anyway, you guys are amazing. I hope you loved this episode of the Pass Around the Smile podcast, and I will chat to you soon.